Sample 3.
Miss Lau is telling you a story about Tom. You now have 30 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the story. The story will be played two times. The story will begin now.
Tom is a young boy. He is strong and tall. Every morning, he helps his mother sell bottles of milk at her shop in the market. In the afternoon, he goes to Kowloon Boys' School. On his way to school, he passes a playground. He sees many children playing football. He likes his school. He has many friends there. Mrs. Wong is his favorite teacher. She teaches Chinese. She is very kind to Tom. She often helps him with his homework after school. One morning, Tom and his mother were selling bottles of milk. It was very windy. The wind was blowing paper and leaves everywhere. It was so strong that it blew Tom's cap off his head. His cap flew over the church and across the bridge. He never saw it again. Poor Tom. The wind was really strong. All the bottles of milk fell to the ground and broke into many pieces. Tom's mother cried out,
"Oh no! There's milk everywhere!"
Now listen to the story again. When you hear a beep,
answer the question.
The story will begin now.
Tom is a young boy. He is strong and tall. Every morning, he helps his mother sell bottles of milk at her shop in the market. In the afternoon, he goes to Kowloon Boys' School. On his way to school, he passes a playground. He sees many children playing football. He likes his school. He has many friends there. Mrs. Wong is his favorite teacher. She teaches Chinese. She is very kind to Tom. She often helps him with his homework after school.
Question 1. Tom's mother works. Question 2. Tom likes Mrs. Wong because she.
One morning, Tom and his mother were selling bottles of milk. It was very windy. The wind was blowing paper and leaves everywhere. It was so strong that it blew Tom's cap off his head. His cap flew over the church and across the bridge. He never saw it again. Poor Tom. The wind was really strong. All the bottles of milk fell to the ground and broke into many pieces. Tom's mother cried out,
"Oh no! There's milk everywhere!"
Question 3. What happened to Tom one windy morning? Question 4.
Tom's mother cried out,
"Oh no! There's milk everywhere!"
How did Tom's mother feel? You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening task.